Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are bringing you some edification today, as we usually do, if the Lord gives us another day.
Yeah.
And we're outside, so if you hear other people talking, that's we're outside in kind of a table area, and it's a beautiful night.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit unique. We usually do these from our van, but we're kind of doing it outside. Yeah, we had an awesome day today, glorifying God. What did we do, Sister Amen? We went into the...
We went into a downtown area of a really nice little town and preached the gospel, flew our gospel signs, and did some awesome witnessing.
Yeah, and the brothers and sister were on the other side of town doing the same thing, flying gospel signs, so we kind of split up.
His saints all over, shining the light.
Yep, so we did that, and then we were able to put up... We worked online after that and got a testing done of a Roman Catholic church. We stood outside in St. Augustine. That's going to be at the top of the link. We also have the street preach up for street preaching in Melbourne.
Yep.
And so that'll be up. And so a lot of good stuff going on. And we're thankful to get to do the work of the Lord.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And we have a thought for today.
Yeah, we were thinking about it
too. Yeah, ready? Yeah. Street preaching. It's a great joy. And it's also a huge burden. Here's why I tell you that.
Yeah.
We get to tell the truth, and most people ignore it. A lot of people mock it. They reject it. But there is a small handful of people that stop, listen, hear, thank us. You can tell the Holy Spirit's convicting them.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, well, I got to go consider this. Yeah, I know I'm living in sin, and I know I don't have things right. And it's great that we get to be in front of them. And like when I think of young men, I look in their eyes, and it's like, wow, I see the Holy Spirit convicting them. And then we know that most all of them, Jesus said, few are going to find it, Matthew 7, puny number. Most all of them are going to go back into the world, get distracted. Those seeds get stolen away by Satan.
Yep.
And it grieves me greatly because they're going to be under a greater condemnation. Because if they were ignorant of these truths, now they know these truths.
Yeah, we tell people that all the time. Now you've been told the truth, what will you do with it?
What will you do with it? You're going to be held responsible. God said, my worker, my messenger stood in front of you. I sent him just for you. I tell people that all the time. I say, we might have come just for you today.
Yeah.
And they go, wow, maybe that's true. And I'm like, what will you do with this?
Yeah, they often say, most often the people say, I don't believe in coincidences. This had to happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is. It can be a real burden on you. Well, got to walk in the spirit.
Yep.
Can't walk in the flesh.
Yeah, because what I find is amazing is, a lot, like it happened twice today.
Yeah.
I met two young men, both said, this is amazing. I'm seeking spiritual things and I can't believe I met you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, God put me right in your path. Now, what will they do with it? We want to share some scripture verses that talk about, now some of these might be aimed at, true believers that were born again, but this is just giving you the idea of when you know truth and you don't act upon it. Great danger there.
Yeah.
Hebrews 6, 4 through 6. For it's impossible for those who were once enlightened, have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they should fall away, to renew them again to repentance, seeing that they crucify themselves, the Son of God, afresh and put him to open shame. Sister Amen, remember that man you were talking to and then I walked over? I told him, living in sin is like putting the blood of Jesus on the ground and just trampling around in it. You're just playing and trampling around. You're trodding down underfoot the Son of God.
Right.
He took that really serious.
Yeah, he did. You know, it was really interesting. Right before you walked over there, him and I gave him the gospel and I shared some truth with him. And then you were walking over. I said it was refreshing to see somebody not trample the blood of Christ by receiving the word.
Right.
And it's interesting because you said that.
And I said, if you don't go and obey it, you will be trampling.
Exactly.
Because he admitted sin. He admitted.
He
said, there's a lot of sin in my life that I won't get rid of right now. That's trampling the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, and hopefully he's convicted.
Amen. Sister Amen, do you have any? I know you do have some scripture verses for us.
Yeah, I have Hebrews 10, 26 and 27.
Oh, it's a big one.
With what you just read. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary.
Yeah, I mean, that is so key. You cannot live on in willful sin. Jesus, we tell it all the time. Jesus did not die so that you could live on in sin. He died to rescue you, cleanse your past, and spare you, give you victory over sin today. You can't live on and trample it. John 8:11, and she said, no man, Lord, Jesus said to this woman, where's your accusers? Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So the people that are touched by God's truth, in this case, she was standing right in front of Christ, they better go and they better take a grip of their life and they better stop their sin. Otherwise, their wrath and their judgment is going to be much more sore.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
And I have James 1:22-25. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if anybody be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Yeah.
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of a man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Yeah, so when we tell these people the gospel, the truth, and their worldliness, and their sin, and their churchianity they got to come out of, if they don't act on it, they're in grave danger.
Yeah.
They cannot claim ignorance, can they, Sister Ellen?
No, they can't.
John 15:21-22. But all these things they will do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. Jesus is saying, I came, I told them the truth, I showed them their sin, and the Pharisees refused to believe him. They're guilty of it now.
Yeah.
No cloak.
Yeah, it's a joyous thing to give the truth, but then, yeah, like you said, there's a burden behind it.
Isn't that interesting? I might have to do a separate little study on that. They have no cloak for their sin.
There's
God
no
shed
hiding,
blood
yeah.
and put us in tunic and robe-like garments. Jesus talks about
and
they have no cloak
it, yeah.
to cover their sin. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like hiding.
Yeah, amen. What's your next one, Sister Ellen?
Romans 2:12-15. For as many have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which shew the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or excusing one another.
Yeah. Yeah, more.
It's in there. It's written in there.
Yeah.
In you.
More danger and warning of the wrath to come.
Mm-hmm.
2 Peter 2:20-22. This one's a scary section of scripture. For if they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter is worse with them than the beginning. For it had not been better for them to not even know the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit, and the sow that was washed to her wallow in the mire. So these worldly people that we meet, like we used to be, we're no better, but we're different. We warn them, and then they, if they hear it and go and then just disregard it, they're going right back to their mire and their sin and their muck and their vomit. They're worse off than they were in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Makes me think of a handful of people that we know seem to be way closer than the truth, to the truth. And we tried giving them more truth to encourage them to press on. And now their lives are like in utter darkness.
Yeah, darkness. Because you know what happens?
Way worse than it was before.
You quench the Holy Spirit. God removes the light. He no longer convicts you. You no longer have any beacon home. Back to the Father. It's gone.
That's a frightening thing.
You're turned over.
Yeah.
You're turned over. You got one more, Sister Ellen?
I do. Ezekiel 33 and...
Oh, I love this one.
I just picked verse 9.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul.
Yeah, and Ezekiel 33 goes on to say, if you're a watchman on the wall, and we think we are like watchmen on the wall, going out and telling the people the truth, if we don't tell people, we're guilty.
Blood's on our hands.
But yeah. If we go forth and we warn, and I stand in front of 1,000 people and I preach Christ and warn them to repent, my hands are clean.
Our hands are clean.
And I've glorified death. God this day. So I got one more section of scripture. James 4:14-17. Whereas you know not what you shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord willeth, we shall live and do this or that. Here it comes. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I think that wraps it all up right there.
Yeah, it does.
And so I have great, great joy when we get to preach Christ, and I have to keep my eyes on the Lord and know that whatever happens to these people, God's just and God's glorified, whether they make it in the kingdom or he sends them to weeping and gnashing of teeth. But I do have to put the flesh down, because these men, some of them could be almost my grandchildren. A lot of them could be my sons by age. My young brothers are their age, and I see their lives caught up in sin and worldliness and wickedness, and they don't drop their nets and flee. They go, yeah, I got to count the cost. It is a great cost, isn't it? And you go, yeah, but today I told a young man, like our brother's always saying, don't count the cost to follow Christ. Count the cost to not follow Christ. You die today, you're going to lose your soul. And he goes, I never thought of that.
Yeah, and I get, like, especially grieved if I'm not careful when I witness to older people who look like they're right on death's doorstep.
Yep.
I mean, Brother Tupos and I are getting there, too.
Yep.
We're getting up in the age, but when you see these people...
85.
Yeah, and they listen and they nod and they're like, wow, thank you for telling me that. It's like, wow, I sure hope you quickly do something with that, because today is the day.
And usually you see them walk into the worldly shops and keep going into the sporting event, and they just carry on with their life.
Yeah, but we walk in the spirit, not the flesh.
Amen.
That's how we can continue to do this.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. So we're faithful servants to God first, and then to our brethren next, and then we preach the gospel to the world. So we try to be faithful in all of that. And so, yeah, it is a great, great responsibility. It's a great joy. It also can be a burden if you look at it the wrong way. And I actually think it's okay to have that burden on you a little bit, because you got to have, I believe, a burden for souls to go.
Oh, yeah, because so, if you see the people and you look at these people as souls...
Yeah, I think that burden shows you care for them.
Yeah, what it does for me is it helps prompt me to keep going and going and keep going and going and sharing the truth. It's for God's glory.
Yeah.
But also because I want to help these people.
And we'll close on this note. I just thought of this. Young man David, who listened, and he said, wow, you told me so much.
He did,
and he said, I got to figure this out. You know what he said to us? Do you remember this? He looked at us and he said, I can tell you really care.
He said that a couple times.
He said, I can tell you really care about people. You're out here doing this. He said, that's really amazing.
He thanked us a couple times.
Because he saw we're not in it for money. We're not in it for clicks. We're not in it for our body to get people to join so I can make more money as a modern pastor. He sees that we're just preaching Christ crucified, pointing people to the word. And yeah, he said that several times. So I think that is a good sign of how we carry ourselves in the street. All the glory to the Spirit.
Oh,
and Christ in us.
Amen.
Because we could not do it without him.
No, huh?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Anything else, Sister Raman?
Once again, I'm never going to tire of saying that. I'm just thankful to be a worker of the Lord doing good works, because I spent too much of my life doing bad works.
Amen.
Not even realizing that there was so many good works that we could be doing for him. Praise
you and me,
God.
You and me both. And I want to rejoice and praise God. We both have been having health issues, and he's given us strength every time to keep going.
You know what? He does, but you know what? You can't lay around in it. You got to just get up and get going, and then he gives you what
one
you
day
need.
I know. One day I know is going to be my last, but I told my brothers today, I said, I plan on preaching on the day I die. I'm going to preach right till the day I die.
They got all kinds of...
I might be like whispering at the end or something, but I'm going to preach right till the day I die.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unless they cut our tongue out.
Amen.
First.
Well, then I'll write it with my own blood.
Oh, yeah.
If I have to, I'll write it. If they cut my tongue out, I'll write it in blood.
Yeah.
And it'll preach Christ's blood. Tomorrow, we got rain coming in all weekend, but we think we might have a short window tomorrow morning, maybe, if the Lord holds the rain back, to go preach at an event tomorrow. So we're going to go ahead to this park, maybe go preach at an event, and then we're going to hunker down. It looks like rain for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to that. Got a lot of stuff we wanted to work on online, and it helps us slow down a little bit. We'll probably spend more time with the brethren, going to some studies, and so it's a good thing. We take it all in stride.
Yeah, flexible. It's all his timing anyway, and his time, so we just redeem it back for him.
Amen. I can't believe it's the middle of February already. Time's flying.
I know, it's incredible.
It is. We got to redeem the time.
We do.
All right, we love you all. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Check out the street preaching. Check out the Ecclesia page where all the new studies get put up every day. And then check out the daily edification. Sister's going to have those links up there. And who knows what else will be up there today? Probably have a picture of our little office where we're sitting outside here today up there as well.
Let's see.
All right, we love you all. Seek the kingdom.
May God be praised.